for curb appeal that lasts, shop Labor Day Extra Big Deals at Lowe's. For a limited time, get 50% off all Holland pavers. Plus, save $110 on the Ego Power Plus 56-volt, 2.5-amp-hour blower trimmer combo kit. Now just $249. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's. In-store and online. Valid through 9/7. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. Holland pavers offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's the Burt Show.
Let's get Paul on here because sometimes you just need to hear the truth, you know?
Okay.
And,
right.
He's going to be on The Voice Disguiser. And I've read over his email a couple of different times. And my feeling on it is he knows in his gut what's going on. I mean, mm-hmm. I guess it's going to get a little serious here, but he knows what's going on. But you know, when you're just so in love with somebody, you just want to make it work so badly that logic just doesn't sink in. And I kind of think that's where Paul's at here. So it may be time for a little tough love. Hey, Paul, what's going on, man?
Not much. What's up with you guys?
Oh, hey, dude, I read your email, man. It takes so many twists and so many turns that I'm not sure how to streamline this thing, you know?
Yeah, that's the problem that I've had, too. This is one of the craziest relationship stories that you guys have probably ever heard. I know it's one of the craziest ones I've ever heard, and I'm in the middle of it. You know, you're exactly right. It's definitely an ex. I definitely know what's going on, but, I mean, to the left, the last communication I had from her, she is still just straight up lying to my face. I've caught her in so many different things. It is crazy. And, you know, the email that I got sent you guys was long and rambly, and that's how, you know, this has been going over the last 15 months. But the gist of it is we met online. She lives about 3 hours away. That might explain how some of this is able to take place.
Okay.
But she lives about 3 hours away. We talked for about 2 months. She ended up getting pregnant, told me it was mine. Made me believe the entire time that this baby was mine. On Christmas, the baby was due on February 4th. On Christmas, at some point she had decided to be with somebody else. She was with this other guy at Christmas time. She supposedly delivered our child, stillborn, in Dallas, Texas.
Okay.
So that's what she told me. I have not seen any paperwork for this. After this happened, she decided she didn't want to be with other guy, and she was going to try things with me again. And, you know, she quit her job. She's accepted another job in Detroit, this and that, supposedly. Well, eventually she just decided she didn't want to talk to me anymore. I still hadn't seen any paperwork for this baby. She still claims that it was mine that she was carrying and this and that. Her phone accidentally called me one day from Detroit, and I hear a baby on the other end.
Accidentally called you?
Yes, accidentally called me. Now, I guess one other time in the relationship, her phone had accidentally called me while she was doing the hibbity-dibbity with somebody else. It's crazy. But anyway, I hear the baby on the other end of the phone. I ask her about it, and she says, "What are you talking about?" I said, "The baby that's in the room with you, whose is that?" "Oh, it's a friend's." "Well, who?" "No one you know." She refused to tell me anything about this baby. Now, this was on May 24th. And I finally find out the baby is 5 months old, she, and her name is Jocelyn. And that is the name that I was pushing for our baby before we decided on calling it Joy.
Whoa, okay.
But she doesn't think that's weird. She actually says, "Well, I don't even remember you suggesting the name Jocelyn." Well, so then in a subsequent conversation that we were having, I asked her how the baby was doing, how her mom was doing. Her mom supposedly has cancer. And, you know, everything was fine. I had found out on Facebook from some of my own sleuthing that she was supposedly getting married to the father of the children she already has. And when I asked her about that, she told me I was crazy. She's like, "You know, what are you talking about? Nope, somebody must have made that registry page up. It's not me. We're not getting married. You're crazy."
Whoa.
Fast forward to the day before Father's Day, June 19th, her friend calls me up that Saturday evening, and she's like, hey, I really expected to see you today. And I said, okay, where? And she goes, at so-and-so's wedding. She got married today. And
oh,
I
Noah.
Said, to who? Well, the kid's father. And I said, okay, well, I asked her about that 3 weeks ago, and she told me I was crazy. There's been one email communication between me and her since then, and she is still telling me I'm the one who looks stupid.
Paul,
let's put the brakes on this for a second.
Stop.
Here. Well, I mean, because we've got so much information, but it all points in one direction, man. What the hell are you doing?
Why do you want to be a part of this woman's life?
Yeah, why are you?
I don't want to be a part of this woman's life.
Then
but
don't.
The entire time she has been telling me she would have no reason to lie to me about anything. And see, that's what annoys me the most is that's the one biggest lie that she told me.
Right, you know, look, Paul, if you're my best friend, let's forget that we just met on the radio, okay? You're my best friend, I'm telling you to shut up. I'm like, dude, I mean, she's hurt you so many different times that at this point, now it's not her fault, now it's your fault. Because you are opening yourself up time and time again, and she's proven to you for years now or whatever what she is, and you're refusing to look at it. So,
but at this point, and this is what I keep telling all my friends, because all my friends are saying the exact same thing you are, at this point, I want to know the absolute truth about that baby.
Why?
That's what I was going to ask you. Well, he wants to know if it's his.
Because it could be his.
She swore up and down that that was my baby. And if it is my baby and she has it, because I actually think she is keeping this baby a secret from the guy that she just got married to. The friend that I talked to supposedly is one of her best friends. She had no idea that she was ever pregnant. When I talked to her on the phone after the wedding, her friend had no clue that she was pregnant at all the last year.
At 1-877-588-BERT. 1-877-588-2378.
I understand, Paul, your need to know if you're the father of the baby, but are you strong enough to be the father of that baby without having to be involved with her? Because I still, you don't sound like you've got to let her go because she is toxic, and you're not going to fix the situation. I think the one reason that people stay in these dysfunctional relationships is because they think that they are going to fix it somehow, or there's something they're spinning this. Whatever is bothering you in your mind, you become obsessive about it, and it's not worth it. You got to let her go, get a paternity test, and be done.
Well, right, and there was a point where I did think I could fix it, and I'm beyond that now. Actually, a week before the wedding, and this was before I knew about the wedding, she was supposedly going to be in town to provide that paperwork for me that she claims she has that proves our baby was stillborn, and. When it came time for me to almost go see her, she bailed on it, by the way, because I don't think there's any paperwork to give me. But when it came down to me almost going to meet her, I really felt like I was going to get sick if I did actually go see her. So, I mean, I'm over her.
No, you're not, Paul.
Can you force somebody into taking, like, a paternity test?
Can you get a court order?
That's just it. I don't think so. When she's refusing to even tell me anything about this baby, I don't know what legal standing I have if she's refusing to admit that she even has a baby that's hers.
She don't even want you in the baby's life. This is going
to
be...
But what happens, let's say, down the road, this ends up being his baby, and he just wants to know if it's his baby, and she comes in, asks for child support, and why haven't you paid this, and ends up suing him in the long run.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's because she sounds like a crazy girl.
But if you have a baby out there, you want to know if you have a kid.
I appreciate the fact you want to know if it's yours.
This can go in... Oh, go ahead.
The other way I can see this going is I can see that she already knew she was pregnant by someone else when we were together the first time, and she saw an opportunity to use me to get things that she needed because of the feelings that I had for her. I did fall in love with her. This is the first person that I've ever really fallen in love with, and she knew that.
Here is Kristen. Good morning, Kristen. You are on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hi. I was just going to tell Paul that I have been in this situation before. I've gone back to a relationship that obviously wasn't working time and time again, and I really think that he should just leave it alone because that's the best thing.
But these guys are also saying that, I mean, you have to honor the fact that he wants to know if he has a baby in this world and do his part.
Well, you know, the thing about that is you can be a part of the baby's life without being in a relationship with this girl. It happens all the time.
But not if you don't know if it's the baby, if it's yours or not.
Well, and I think, I mean, Paul, and we talked about how this will be about tough love. Now, Paul, your over-explanation of everything indicates that you still have feelings for this woman.
Definitely.
That is absolute truth. You can say all you want that you used to be in love with her, that you used to love her, but honey, I'm telling you, it is clear as day to Burt Show listeners that you still have feelings for her because, go ahead.
She's your dating antichrist.
Yes, she is.
And here we go. When I first approached you guys, I said, I don't know where this fits in. Is it dating antichrist? Is it stepping into psycho? Is it, you know, where exactly does it fit? And yes, I see her as my dating antichrist.
Yes.
But like I said, it's not so much that I want to be with her. It's just that the things that she told me and the way that she behaved are so far apart. Which one of it is true? The things that you told
Paul,
me?
I'm going to take heat on this. I got to be honest with you. And I understand what you guys are saying about your place in honoring having a kid. I'd let the whole situation go. I seriously would let the whole situation go. It'll play out over the years.
Because eventually you
But what if you had a kid out there that you didn't know and you couldn't be a part of? And if this woman is this crazy with all of her friends and current guys, I mean, it sounds like she's going to be like that all the time. Wouldn't it be best if he knew it was his kid? And if you wanted to raise a normal kid, he could get custody of the kid.
She's going to make his life a living hell.
My feeling is that...
But isn't there a responsibility to be a parent?
If that's what he's doing, but I have a feeling that Paul is hoping this is his kid because it connects him to the woman.
No.
Come on, Paul. Seriously.
Through this situation, because of the way that things were working, I actually started hoping that maybe this wasn't my kid. And when the stillbirth happened, you know, as much as it hurts to say this, I was extremely excited about having this child. But when she told me that it was stillborn, I told myself, you know what, this is probably the best thing that could have happened given the situation.
How could you not be relieved?
I was relieved that this is the way that it played out.
Then you should.
And everything changed when I heard that baby on the other end of the phone.
That's honorable. Hey, Andrew, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey.
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 What's up?
What up?
What's going on?
Hey.
What's up, man?
He has no baby. He's been yanking his chain. She's just got him hooked enough to kind of pull his strength all along, and she didn't have a baby in the first place.
A lot of dudes are calling up to say that there is no baby, that she's just stringing you along.
I think there most certainly is a baby. I think she was stringing me along for the entire time. And like I said, I want to find out what the truth is about the baby. Is the baby that I heard on the phone hers, that she was carrying around, that she claimed was mine, and she can just come clean and say, no, it's not yours?
Well, then there's your answer. I mean, then we just spent 10 minutes and you just fleshed out your answer then, because you really want to find out if that baby's yours. There are legal ways to do that, so do it.
And that's what I'm looking for. I just want to find out if that baby's mine. If it's not, then good riddance to her, and karma will get her in the end. I know it will.
Here's Amy. Good morning, Amy. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hey, guys.
Hey. Morning.
That's exactly the point that I wanted to make. If he's truly, truly interested, if this baby was actually born and had passed away, all of those records are a matter of public information. He knows the county and the mother's name, and obviously he knows what the baby's name may be. He can look all that information up or request that information, and it will be confirmed for him.
Amy, can you point us in the right direction? So what's the first call he makes today, or what website does he go today to start finding that out?
He can go to any government. Well, let's see. If he said the baby was born in, what, Texas?
Mm-hmm.
Then he'll go to the Texas state government website, and he can look up. He can actually just Google birth records for Texas, and it will take him right to the place that he needs to go, because those are big, popular websites.
Producer Tracy just instant messaged me also and told me that Blue Dog was listening. That's the place that we use for investigations, and they're going to jump on this for you also.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
Yeah, so they'll get some answers.
And that's probably best, because you need to be apart from this antichrist.
Right.
You need to let it go, Paul.
And I've actually tried to do some of that myself, and I seem to have come into stumble blocks, you know, where it's just, I get to a point where I need other information, and I don't know if I should go ahead and do that, because like I said, I didn't know what my legal standing was at this particular point in time.
Give us a couple of days. Like I just said, Blue Dog was listening, and they're going to take the case, and they're going to help you out with it. So I'm going to put you on hold. We'll get you in touch with them, and they'll do some of this research for you also.
All right, sounds good.
All right. My hope is that it's not your baby.
Well, that's what I'm hoping to.
Serious. What, Melissa?
Paul needs to let her go. He's trying to talk himself into feeling what he wants to feel. He wants to feel like he doesn't want it to be his baby, and he wants to feel like he's not in love with her anymore.
So this is what we call dating antichrist right here. This is the person that you know is not good for you.
Yes.
They torture you in so many different ways, mm-hmm. but you can't pull away. You know it's not good for you, but there's this gravitational pull, and you can't get out of the relationship. And inevitably, they end when she or he does something so many times that you're just numb to it,
yeah.
but he's not there yet.
No, he's still in there.
Yeah, he's totally in it.
Here, Bird Show.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is The Bird Show.
So it was Wendy here that has a friend that's going to a family reunion, and you found out some facts that kind of surprised you.
Well, I did, yeah. It was last weekend. I was just casually talking to a friend. I was like, hey, what are you doing over the weekend? And she was like, well, going to a family reunion. And I was like, well, that sounds pretty fun. Get to see the entire family again. She's like, yeah, it better be fun. I'm like, what do you mean it better be fun? Because she was traveling out of town. I was like, oh, the gas money maybe. She's in a different state. And she's like, no, I had to pay $75 to go to my family reunion.
$75?
And it's like sort of that, you know, when a dog like puts its head to the side and kind of like what? So I looked at her. I'm like, what do you mean you have to pay $75 to go to a family reunion? Because every time I go to a family reunion, it's usually everybody brings a side dish and you just sort of gather together at your local state park. You play in the like near the river with everybody and just sort of chat it up. So it's never really cost me anything to go to a family reunion.
If you want me to hang out with my family, you got to pay me $75.
It's like a door charge.
Yeah. So I didn't understand why she had to pay for this family reunion. So she was saying you've got to get a t-shirt, they're paying for catering, there's inflatables for the kids, and inflatables for the kids, you're just catching up with family. I didn't understand the whole extravagant family reunion and everything about it, because we literally went down to the river and skipped rocks.
Like, rocks are free.
Po-fo.
We didn't have any inflatables.
You guys want to have fun? Go down to the river to skip rocks.
Exactly. And when your side dish was out, your side dish was out. There's just no more food. It was just done. We didn't have catering or fancy chairs or tablecloths or fancy silverware. It was just like paper plates, and you just kind of went through like buffet style. But now apparently it's all fancy.
Yeah, producer Carl has a different take on this.
Yeah, baby.
This is producer Carl's at Mike Music right here. What you think, Carl?
Now, what I think, what you just described, Wendy, is a family picnic. Going down to the river and skipping rocks and everything. A family reunion, to me, in my eyes, I mean, we've paid $75, that's a lot. But normally, with us, it's normally like maybe 5 or 10 per head in each family. So my family, I would have to pay 5 per head, so 25. So I will send in $25 to whoever's coordinating the family reunion.
I don't see a problem with that. I mean, if they're picking up all the food and permits or whatever and all that, t-shirts, why wouldn't you pay?
It makes sense. And another thing is, because normally the person who's coordinating the family reunion is that person in wherever city that is going to be. Mm-hmm. So a couple years ago, me and Michelle, my wife, we coordinated our family reunion, and we were the ones. So I was sending out for people to send me money. And trying to get money from family is like pulling teeth. So it's a lot. It's a big burden on that person. So, pay
but
me.
But then if they don't pay the money and they show up, they're still going to expect food and drinks
Now,
and
if they don't pay, they don't get a T-shirt.
Right.
Now, you don't want to look like a bootleg family member without a T-shirt.
So that's almost like a scarlet letter right there. Oh, yeah. If you don't pay, then everybody in the family knows
you
don't have
still
a T-shirt.
Family, we still love you. You know, you're still family.
Well, the way that we do, because the reunion that we went to just a few weeks ago in Kentucky was my sister and brother and I were the ones in charge of this reunion, and it rotates around the family members. Mm-hmm. And the way we do it is we have a silent auction, and because this family is very crafty, so people make things, and then they go, and we have a silent auction. And the silent auction pays for next year's reunion. So it's in an account, and that way, if you buy something there, and then there's pressure. So number one, you got to pay the cash as soon as you get your item, because I mean you're right there and you can't have it without paying.
And then you're
in front of the other family members, so you can't not go up and bid on something, because everybody knows the ones that didn't go up and bid on anything.
Right.
So yeah, and then we gather the money and we get the money right there, and then we already have the money for next year.
I like that idea. I'm taking that to my family.
Here's Maria. Good morning, Maria. You are on the Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. I just want to make a comment. It's very, very common in our family. We have family reunions every 2 years, and usually it's between 100 and 125 per person.
Wow. Right.
And usually it's a lot cheaper for kids like under a certain age, but it is. But however, understand it includes so much. It's your entire weekend of food. Mm-hmm. It's your entire weekend of activities, entries into maybe the parks or like Six Flags or events. It's your transportation for the entire weekend. It includes so much. So you're not paying for the family. You're paying for your event.
Right.
And it also includes one big dinner, like on a Sunday, that everyone comes to. You dress up really nice. Mm-hmm. It includes so much. So you need that money to start. I mean, and it's also each, like many of you said, it rotates through the family. Mm-hmm. And that committee is responsible for raising funds.
Committee.
And if there are any funds left over, it rolls to the next committee in 2 years. And it goes from state to state, city to city.
Wow.
I think it's worth it.
Yours is like a machine, what you have right there.
The dress-up dinner.
Structured. We have a lot of fun. Right.
Do they have organizations? Are there businesses that organize your family reunions for you? Like if, Maria, you didn't want to do it, you would call somebody and sort of outsource that to everybody?
Maybe,
you
but that's going to be money.
We've never done it because we've been doing it for many, many years and we have lots of experience. But there are companies that do that, that you can say, okay, where do you get your t-shirts from? We have t-shirts. Right. And someone makes t-shirts. We have t-shirts every year.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things. Who wants to be responsible for generating the design of the family tree? You know, different things. So there are very structured.
And the thing is, like Marie's right, because it's an event, because not only at the family reunion are you recognizing the family that you don't know, but the family that you, I mean, the family that you know, but the family that you never met before. So there's plenty cousins of an uncles and aunts of mine that I've never known, but as long as I see them in a Hemphill orange t-shirt, and that's my cousin. Hey, we walk up to him. Hey, man, what's up, cuz? Where I know you from? Just like that. That's all day long at the reunion.
This really is fascinating to me. Like, I feel like I'm looking at a display at the Smithsonian. You know, based on, like, what my family history is and how crappy it is, like, this would be unheard of.
If I sent my money in, Carl, and got a t-shirt, would people come up to me and go, hey, cousin?
We had white folks in the family,
too.
You know,
they would say, who'd you marry?
Exactly, right?
Do you have white folks in the family?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah?
Actually, I have a white guy with blue eyes. Blind hair, blue eyes. We swear he's not ours, but he's family.
He shows up at the reunion. He pays his $10, so Carl lets him in.
He pays his money. That's
you sure it's just not some dude that's crashing your reunion, man? He has nothing to do with the family, but he got himself a t-shirt.
I think it's great.
And like, good eating, too.
For $10, you get to eat all day. Your kids get to play with other kids. You get to go home with a t-shirt.
Yeah,
sure. Hey, Leandra, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. What's going on?
How are you guys doing?
Good, thank you.
That's great. Usually my husband's family, they go on cruises, they go to Myrtle Beach, things like that. Usually cost about, I guess, I think this last one, they wanted just $160 just for two of my children that they supplied for, because it's my husband's children from his previous relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And they decided about it at the last minute. So we didn't have money for myself and my husband and our children to go. But my two stepchildren, they went because they came for them. But usually they don't even tell us about it until it's like a week before time to go to a family reunion.
$160
for two kids. $160, man.
Wow. But she was talking about them going on a cruise or going on something. Because a lot of times, I mean, I don't know about Wendy, because Wendy's looking like, what?
This is just bizarre.
Yeah, right?
But our family's all over the country. So this is the only time, like once a year, that everybody gets to revisit or, like you said, introduce themselves to somebody new that's coming to the reunion. Like, you know, it was Katie Jo's first time to meet my family. So it was a chance for her to get to know everybody and everybody get to know her. So, I mean, it's, you know, like with us, we had to rent the space in order to have the banquet and everything. So, I mean, it does cost money to do that.
Here comes Danny. Danny, good morning. You are on the Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I was just wondering, it seems like I've always heard, you know how you guys have the segment on the whites ask the black questions and the blacks ask the white questions?
Ask a race, right?
Yeah. It seems to me like it's the black community that always has the reunion stuff together. Like, they always have the crap together when it comes to these reunions, and the white communities are the ones that always are planning at the last second or skipping rocks, like Whitney said.
Skipping rocks.
I'd say as a general rule, that's right. I mean, Melissa here is white, I mean, but she has family
that
reunions.
That Kentucky family
is
pretty white.
But for the most part,
it's pretty white in a red state. Yeah.
But if I'm in a park or I'm in the airport or whatever, for the most, when I see big groups of reunions in those t-shirts, it's predominantly black families.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's the thing is, I've been to family reunions without, where you don't have the t-shirts and all that, but it's like, it's not the same feel. It's not the feel of an event. But when you have the t-shirts and everybody's coming in, mm-hmm, town, there's a lot going on, and that's just family. You feel, it's kind of overwhelming too sometimes.
T-shirts sound like they create like the energy.
Yeah, and another thing, the t-shirts also let you know who passed the previous year. So on the front of the t-shirts, we'll have Hemphill, Jones, Smith, whatever family reunion. On the back, RIP, Uncle, mm-hmm, Joe, Uncle blah, blah, blah.
Oh,
auntie.
Yeah.
So just to pay homage and all that. So it tells a lot.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. Huh.
And how often do you do your reunion?
We try to do it every year. Sometimes
every year?
Yeah. It's a lot of planning, man. It's, mm-hmm, it's ill.
Hey, Mark, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. What's up?
Hey, I was just calling to say, you know, my granddad was the head chef at the Citadel, and we go down to John Fallon every couple of years, and there's 100, maybe 110 people there, depending on how many grandkids have been had. And, mm-hmm, you know, there's no fee. We just go to the farm and, you know, shoot fireworks off from there and hang out.
That's where Wendy's at right there.
That's the white family room right there.
Right. We hang out. Again, we burn things,
we melt things. We take our shotguns and we shoot them in the air.
And now we get good and drunk, we shoot the fireworks at each other.
This is The Burt Show.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You're on The Burt Show.
List just came out of the top 20 things that drive us crazy. This is really the top 20 pet peeves,
okay,
of all time. I think you guys will relate to 18 of the 20 of these probably. slow drivers in the left lane.
Yeah.
First thing I thought about.
Yes.
I don't understand. Like, how do you get the message out at this point? Everybody should know at this point, move the hell over.
It's they think they're going fast.
Is it?
They think they're going fast.
But everybody's
and they think
passing
they've got
them.
A right. Everybody in the left lane.
Everybody passes right. Them on the right. Like when multiple cars pass you on the right,
true.
Once that happens, then you should realize.
I think that there's a certain amount of people that feel like that far left lane, if they're going over the speed limit, then they're entitled to go as fast as they want. And if you're going faster, you should pass them. They just dig in.
I just think people forget that the interstate is still the interstate even when you're in the city. Like, I think that once you're like outside of, you know, Metro Atlanta, then you feel like, okay, it's the interstate. Okay, I'm going to go and I'm going to slow down in the right lane and be fast
right,
in the left
right.
lane. But somehow, for some reason, when you see tall buildings, that means you can be in the left lane and go as slow as you want to.
Chronic lateness is number two on this list.
Yeah, that's bad.
Jen.
Bobby, are you always late?
I am kind of a little miss 10 minutes late.
Are you really?
Mm-hmm.
Every time.
Really? 10 minutes?
She said it on the air before.
Yeah, she talked
about it at length.
Have you?
Yeah, you weren't here. You came in late.
invasion of personal space. That does freak me out.
There's some points where it's too close.
Close talkers.
We got a bubble.
When they don't realize
a radius.
It.
I can't stand somebody looking over my shoulder doing something. Just, you know, get out of my way. Get out of my space.
This one really drives me crazy. Bad parkers.
Yes, where they take up two spaces,
and it especially upsets me if it's a brand new car and like a high end car, and you know they're doing it because they don't want any kind of scratches on the car, so they're going to take up two spots. Ugh.
It especially annoys me when it's one of those humongous SUVs, and I imagine like a little tiny, like 5 foot nothing woman driving it, and not being able to park it. I don't know why, it just bugs me.
Yeah, and we have an SUV. We have an Armada, which is just too large.
Huge.
A vehicle anyway.
A tank.
And I understand that it gives the people on both sides of us very little wiggle room to get out of your car.
Annoying.
It is annoying. stupid pedestrians are number five on the list.
It's not stupid pedestrians, it's just slow pedestrians. Like, especially if you're crossing the street.
Yes.
And yeah. I mean, come on.
pick it up, pick it up, pick it up.
I've never understood that, and there are some people that have an attitude as they're walking across the street. They'll go slower.
Yes. They're entitled.
As you approach them also.
Mm-hmm.
This is a list of the 20 things that drive you crazy, the biggest pet peeves of all time, and then we'll get into the entertainment buzz. people who take the elevator when they should take the stairs. If it's one floor,
one floor, man.
Yes. Now, escalator, I understand, but elevator, if it's one floor.
I don't have a problem with that because sometimes you can't find the stairs. You know, it's like an emergency stair or whatever. I have a problem with the people who get on the elevator. Like, as soon as the door opens, like, you're going to get in the elevator. And I'm like, everybody gets off.
Right, sure. Right.
Exit,
yeah, elevator
then
medicine.
Enter. Like, that door opens and they're standing right there like they get the gold.
Right.
If they're the first one on.
There is a proper etiquette. And the proper etiquette, same with any kind of like a MARTA bus or anything like that. Let the people off first and then you get on. Mm-hmm. And here's another thing that drives me crazy about elevators. And I almost tweeted it yesterday, but it sounded so catty that I decided not to. I was in the elevator yesterday and a woman comes in there and I was closest to the numbers and hitting the numbers, the floors. And she just goes, four. Can you hit four for me, please? Calls her floor number. Four, like on the damn doormat.
Why did you hit it? I would have stood there silent.
She's old. And you give old people just a little bit more.
I think it means that you have fully integrated into the South. Because, like, in other parts of the country, somebody just saying four would be no big deal. But in the South, it's, like, rude.
I just want a little please.
Like, yeah.
A little please.
Like, four please would have been okay?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, totally. I don't mind hitting the door. It's just like, four. Like, it's my job. I didn't know. I thought maybe a golf ball was coming. I was ducking.
Well, no, it's the little square hat you were wearing at the time. It probably threw her off a little bit.
Here's one I'll never get: cat callers.
Yeah, that like whistle at you or like, hey, what you doing? I'm always like, has that ever worked for you? Some woman turned around and say, oh, baby, let's go. Like, really? Does that ever work?
In the history of men and women, has anybody actually hooked up after a construction? You just gone, woo! Nice boobies.
You're looking good. You're like, God, I have been waiting for you my whole life. I am so glad you just said that. We are going to just go back and do whatever you want to do right now. Like, really?
Destiny brought me to this place at this time.
If you do respond to that, the guy would panic.
Yeah.
Somebody goes, hey, what's going on, sweetie? And you turn around and go, oh, my God, I love you. Let's go home.
What do I do now? Biggest pet peeves of all time, non-handicapped people who park in handicapped spots.
Hate that.
Yeah.
That's just wrong.
That's awful.
People who look over our shoulders at the ATM.
Oh, hell no.
Get back off.
I think that goes under the personal space one also.
Yeah.
I am not above kicking them from the back. Like,
like
a horse.
Like a horse.
That's right. I'm not above that. I'm not.
Good morning, Burt Show. Who's this?
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. It's Margie. Hey, your comment about the elevators. Yeah. I used to be a judger of people who took elevators. I had foot surgery recently, and I look pretty healthy, but now I have to take an elevator.
I don't understand really what your point
is. You're the exception to our pet peeve.
You're talking about the one-floor rule?
The one-floor rule you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. If you're in a cast or something like that, that's a little bit different.
No, I'm not. I look healthy. My foot, I don't have that anymore. Some people have to take an elevator because of heart condition or...
Yeah, Mr. Bad Knees.
So don't
Maybe
judge
you should be a little more understanding there.
Even with my bad knee, I can still walk up one flight of stairs now.
You don't? You made him install one of those little lift things right here in the building. so you get down to the Centrum Cafe, just sit right there, put your seatbelt on and...
I tried it, but it took like 4 hours to get down there, so I decided to have
By
it
time
take
you
it out.
Got up here with our food, it was cold.
Good morning, Burt Show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My two of my coworkers met one day at an apartment complex or whatever, and the husband was like, "Hey, girl, who are you?" Or you know, was like trying to get her attention. Mm-hmm. They've been together 20 years, been married.
Wow,
no
really? That's awesome.
I'm being sincere because the husband, I've worked with him for a couple of years, and I got transferred, and now working with the wife.
Is that right?
Wow,
yeah.
That's crazy.
It works.
A cat call did work one time in the history of the universe.
There's some encouragement, fellas.
I love this. Jamie has a response when she gets a cat called. Hey, Jamie. Okay. Good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
When my sister and I are out in public, if we get cat calls, we start speaking to each other in sign language, and it stops immediately.
That's hysterical.
Oh my God, that's great.
That'll put the brakes on it right there. Thanks for calling, Jamie.
Thanks, guys.
All right, one more of these, then we'll get into the entertainment buzz. Sidewalk hogs. especially if you're a mom or a dad and you have the double wide baby strollers.
I judge you.
I understand, but man, you're taking up all the real estate.
I judge you. They make strollers where one kid's in front of the other. And I don't know. Is politics within your children that you don't want to put one behind the other? I don't know. But you cannot.
But, the kid's lobbying for a side-by-side position.
No, side-by-side, they should not even sell those. I got to be honest with you.
I totally agree.
Listen, it's The Burt Show.
Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
So this is the weekend that we celebrate America.
Happy birthday, America.
America is 234 years old on Sunday.
How old?
234.
Nice.
The Billboard
Sorry. Random.
It was. Like you're putting a cake together and you're wondering how many candles to put on it or something.
Well, it's Sunday, so I've got to start baking.
So Billboard Magazine, just go. You're done. You're done for the day. Billboard Magazine has put together the worst national anthem renditions of all time. The list is extensive and we won't be able to get to all of them. But Steven Tyler ranked as one of the top 10.
Oh. Whose broad stripes and bright stars through a perilous fight. All the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming.
Sketchy, but not awful.
It's almost over.
A little sketchy.
Wasn't that a little bad? Awkward
not
pause with the crowd.
Too bad, because he's a rocker, so he screamed it out.
Scott Stapp.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hear? As the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes?
Well, again, it's not awful. I mean, it's bad.
It's worse than Steven Tyler, I think.
Aaron Neville?
But so proud. At the twilight's last gleaming.
Are you sure these are the bad ones?
Now I'm pretty sure. People are very traditional about their national anthem, too, man. Just get in there, do it like it was originally written, and get out. Don't mess with it. I'm not too offended by any of these yet.
Not yet, no. Because they stayed within how they normally sing, you know?
I'm going to get like some Roseanne Barr when she sang it at the...
Yeah, that's going to be our closer. Michael Bolton gets on the list because apparently he had notes on his hand because he didn't know all the words. And at some point you'll hear him, I think, pause and look down for the notes.
Notes on his hands.
That was it.
Dramatic pause.
People booing him.
Oh, yeah. No.
Nice.
As they should. Come on.
How difficult would it be to finish that song, though, when everybody's booing you during the national anthem?
That's another national anthem.
Jesse McCartney here skips a line or misses a line, oh, too, no. I think.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous
fight.
And the thing is like 50% of the people in the audience don't know the words
sure.
either. So they're like, is he right or are we wrong? I don't really understand. And then there's the classic, probably the worst of all time. And this happened in San Diego. This was Roseanne. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
How she just hacked it and people were so mad at her for weeks.
Baseball game?
Uh-huh.
And then she grabs her crotch and spits on the ground, remember?
Yeah.
Now, you got to remember a couple of things. The dude that owned the Padres at the time produced Roseanne, the show. So he brought her in. That was one thing that was all jacked up about it. And I remember this because I was either living there at the time or I just moved away. And keep in mind that San Diego, the population of San Diego is probably one-fourth to a half military.
Yeah. Is it Navy base there?
It's
is
a
that,
Navy
yeah.
base, oh. Marines and Coronado are there. You got Top Gun there.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a big military town.
Right.
So that's that
not,
didn't go over so
yeah,
well.
Yeah, that's not the place to make a joke about
no,
the national anthem.
No.
Get it? The Burt Show.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.